What is up, you guys? Welcome back to the Revenge Body After Show, a part of Kardashians Weekly here on AfterBuzz TV. We have two episodes to cover. That's four contestants we're talking about. There's drama, there's lies, there's a lot of hope, and you do not want to miss it, so stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Little dance party here before we start.
I'm coming up, so you better get this party started.
Get this party started.
Oh, you're not done. Okay, so they love this song. I'm over here like, I kind of know it, don't know it that much.
Oh my God. Oh, stop it. Dakota didn't know what the song was. We
Pink,
were like,
tweet him.
I know, I'm sorry, Pink. I'm sorry. But you know what? We are here to talk about Khloe Kardashian and her revenge body and the contestants' revenge body. It's such an inspirational show. We're so excited and grateful to talk about it. It's so inspiring to us, right?
It's inspiring.
It's amazing.
Yes.
But first of all, where can everyone find you lovely people on social media?
What's up, you guys? My name is Shanti. You can find me on Instagram at Shanti_Christina or YouTube and Twitter at ShantiChristina.
Hey, everybody, get this party started. It's Howard the Third. You can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook at Howard the Third. And if you want to party some more, head on over to my website, howardthethird.com.
All right, you guys already know. And you guys can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube at Mr. Dakota T. Jones. So let's get started. The first episode that we got to talk about, you guys.
Yes.
Is Model Interrupted and Basic B, because I don't use the word on air. This episode has got me sipping my tea, you guys.
Let's sip it.
But we usually have tea, right? Tea's a lot of calories, right? There's a lot of sugars.
Tea's usually zero calories.
Okay, but don't they have a lot of sugar? It usually has a lot of sugar. So no. You know what?
Tea's actually a healthy option.
Okay, well, you're not
sweet
helping
tea.
Me here.
Sweet tea.
Sweet tea.
Sweet tea. Because I never have just regular tea. It's always sweet.
Me too.
Okay, so there's
definitely
your problem.
So there's a lot of sugar in that, and it's unhealthy.
Yes. That's
I used to drink
true.
It like every day. So
wow.
We're in Khloe's, you know, inspirational like workout slash health craze right now. We decided instead of tea, we just went over to Tender Greens and got ourselves a little health. I have the green monster. You guys have Agua Fresca. And we are going to be trying to make small little decisions here and there to do our thing.
Yes.
And I'm proud of us.
This is a great start.
No more McDonald's for me.
No.
No more McDonald's for Shanti.
Howard. All right, you guys. Let's talk about this episode. This was a lot. This was a lot. Okay, so our homeboy, not even homeboy, Joel, okay? Joel, I said the name. Okay, he lies. He lies. He gets the opportunity of a lifetime, and he gets in with a lie. So this trainer, Ashley Borden, which I think she's amazing. I think she looks fit. She looks snatched. She's ready to go. She's ready to train him. He thinks that his story was not good enough to get on the show. Mm. He's used to people having sad stories. And he felt like his wasn't good enough. So in order to get on the show and get this experience to get famous and meet Khloe, he lied and said that he was with this guy. And apparently they broke up. They were together for 2 years. And then all of a sudden while he was training with Ashley, he wasn't feeling it one day because he had drank the night before or something. I don't know.
Right.
And he's like, I just can't today because I think – I don't remember the guy's name, but Joel said, my ex-boyfriend died. Because he said his ex-boyfriend had cancer, which is very sad. But, like, did he actually have cancer? Or did he, like, just make this person up completely?
Exactly. He just made him up completely.
Or maybe, I guess, Ashley said they were friends. They were friends, but they never had been in a relationship. He basically says that he died.
It was all a lie.
Yeah.
He didn't die. He wasn't ever with this man. Like, this whole thing was a facade. Mm-hmm. Like, did you not think that these showrunners are going to be, like, researching into your life, checking your social media, Googling your names to see you guys together, and like you could tell the producers thought something was up after a while because they're like, so do you have a photo of you guys? And he's like, well, he didn't really like it when we took photos and all these things. Like, this was a red flag from the beginning,
exactly.
Right?
I mean, I feel personally that the show probably knew what was going on, probably could figure it out, and that they wanted him on the show to have the drama because usually they choose somebody that doesn't go till the end, that gives up. There's usually one person a season, and I think that was this person for this season. You could tell just from the very beginning meeting where he met Khloe, like she was just, it was almost like she had someone put in her ear, this person's not going to be serious, so, you know, go hard on him, which from the very second, she was just like, didn't trust him at all.
Because she was like looking at him with these eyes, like Khloe has those eyes where she like purses her lips and she's like, Mm-hmm. Yeah. She looks at you like that. She was looking at...
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Him hardcore, and like he was like, she's like, your priorities are just not in line. He's like, and you're right, like that. And she's like, you don't have to fake cry just because I said that. That was iconic.
Exactly. Yes, because yeah, Chloe knew. Chloe is has you know a good. She's a. What am I trying to say? She's good, she knows
good character. Intuition.
Yes,
yeah, she has good intuition.
And you could just tell, like, as soon as he was fake crying, I knew the whole story was going to be a lie. Like, he just didn't come with any facts. His story kept changing. The trainer kept calling him out. Like, listen, you just said he was in remission. Now, all of a sudden, he's passed.
He's passed, yeah.
And you're not even crying. You're barely fake crying. Mm. So, if this was your man for 2 years, and then you're fake crying, you have no photos, he just passed, you know, you can smell a little lie.
A little lie. Oh, my gosh. Like, how irresponsible for someone to think that he could really get away with that. Like, exactly. You can't pull the wool. Why would you want to lie to Khloe Kardashian or anyone else about something right. So big?
I would love to see where he is now if he's lost any weight on his own. Maybe we could get him on the show and talk to him. He can give us his side of the story.
He has. At the end, they said he lost like 55 pounds.
Something like that. He lost quite a bit.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. By himself.
I missed that. I'm sorry, Joel.
Yeah. So, I mean, well, that's awesome. Good for him. I know a lot of the Revenge Body cast from season 1 and season 2 were kind of upset with this. They were like, what the heck? Why would you take advantage of this opportunity?
Exactly.
Like that. And so I know that a lot of the cast members are pretty ticked about it, which, you know, I totally get why they would be.
But, their spot could have gone to somebody else who really needed it.
Exactly. Luckily, I will give him this. He did change. He confessed his sins, in a sense. And he decided that he was going to come forward with this, tell a story. He was kicked off the show, and he still lost the weight. Exactly. So I am proud of him for that. I'm glad he changed.
I'm glad that he came out with the truth, said what was really going on. That takes a lot.
I think he was just backed into a corner. Like, that's when true. You start trying to tell one lie, you tell all these other lies. I think, personally, he just ran out of lies.
And he was like, oh, this has turned into a big thing.
Exactly. I think the trainer was really, like, grilling him, like, what's really going on? And then he just figured out, like, the jig is up. Like, I'm done.
Yeah.
Here's what's happening. I lied about everything.
I am happy that he lost the weight, though, and that he, you know.
That's so the positive. Yeah.
That is the positive out of it. The other contestant was Kelsey, which I loved. She had her own crafty business.
She was adorable.
She really was. She used to be a model.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she's gorgeous. She was gorgeous. And she was paired with Gunnar Peterson.
Your favorite.
What, like, what an opportunity, you know? I'm so glad that she got him and that Joel didn't, because she really went for it. She really paid attention to what he had to say, gave it her all. What did you guys think of her?
I loved Kelsey. She was, I think I wrote down, like, she's the best. Like, she was so positive throughout the whole thing. All she wanted to do was get back to her regular curve. She wasn't looking to be a size, like, 5, mm-hmm. size 4. She just wanted to be, like, healthy again and get back and get her photo shoots done. And I was, like, kudos to her.
Gorgeous. Yeah.
Even when, I just lost my train of thought, I'm sorry. I liked her too, though.
No, I thought she was great. Yeah.
Oh, I know what I was going to say. Even when she was kind of caught off guard because she had only lost 2 pounds, and the scale wasn't really reflecting what she had lost, even though she was working really hard, she still stayed positive, and she still, you know, got the job done. Yeah. She looked amazing at the end. She looked great.
She looked great in that photo shoot for Good American.
Can you imagine?
Because at first I was like, okay, you know, she's a cute girl. But when she did the photo shoot, I was like, okay, I see it. Plus size model. I'm here for it.
Yeah.
So, yes.
She her curves. Amazing. It was like, boom.
She looks so good. Mm-hmm. And not only that, but, like, it was amazing how she, you know, she hadn't even had her transformation yet, but she was like, I'm going to do this photo shoot. I'm going to get myself back out there, because it's not always comfortable to get yourself back out there, especially like an old passion that she loves so much.
Yeah.
So the fact that Chloe gave her that opportunity to be a part of that and take photos with her, you know, for her line, she got to preview these jeans, I'm assuming, before they came out or something like that. The fact that she got that opportunity was an opportunity of a lifetime, really.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm so happy for her that she was, you know, comfortable in her own skin. And I love how the jean line is sizes for all.
Yeah.
And so that really was cool. But, man, I'd love to see her in the next Good American shoot now because she is snatched. She looks so good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And she had gone through a lot because she was talking about how she had been ran over by a car and, like, her legs had been ran over.
So sad.
Like, that is crazy. That really puts into perspective what we have, you know, when you're when you don't have your legs anymore or when they get run over and you have such a big injury. Mm-hmm. You really, it puts into perspective that we should be thankful for our arms and our legs. I know it sounds silly, but it's true because you take them for granted every day and you don't realize that
somebody you need them. Ran over, right? Like, you don't realize. And then especially for that person, be 93, like, oh, the person who ran her over, like, should you still have your driver's license?
No.
I'm sure after that, I'm sure he didn't.
That's so sad. Yeah, and not being able to walk for 3 months, I couldn't even imagine.
Yeah.
Couldn't even
imagine. McDonald's every day for me.
Yeah, she bounced back, like, so fast, though, apparently. Like, because obviously she was going through a hard time, but she really was like, okay, you know, it was hard for her, but she was able to walk again. Thank God. And thank God, I think, to her boyfriend or whoever was with her at the time that was able to kind of push her out of the way. Otherwise, boyfriend. She said it would have been, she would have been ran over, like, midway, like, here, and that wouldn't have worked out at all.
Oh, my gosh.
So, it's a blessing from God. And I love, it was interesting, though, Gunner was, like, not about it. Like, she was like, I was kind of given a bad situation. He's like, yeah. That's like, whatever, you gotta work now. And he wasn't putting up with that.
Yeah, he's definitely no BS attitude.
No, none.
He's moving on. Don't feel bad for yourself.
But did you love that Ashley Graham showed her support and, like, came out to help style her?
Yeah.
And, like, show her her walk? Like, how cool is that?
I love Ashley Graham.
She's
love her. Yes.
She really seems so genuine and just like a girl's girl. Like, if you met her in real life, she'd be really cool.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
She seems like she's so, I don't know, she just puts her heart and soul in everything she does, and she looks so good.
She does.
And she's
gorgeous.
Sports Illustrated, all these things, and I think that she's really broken down a lot of barriers for women and also being a plus-size model. You know, the word plus-size model, I don't even think has to be thrown around anymore. I think you're a model, like Chloe was saying. Like,
absolutely.
Like, you know, Kelsey was saying. So I appreciate her and all she's done for women, and I think she's a perfect example of a strong, independent woman who is, you know, in love with her body, and she is just incredible. And I think she's one of the most inspirational women, like, in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really into her. I love her.
Go ahead, Ashley. Love, love, love.
We love you, Ashley. Now let's talk about the second episode. Obviously, Kelsey had an amazing reveal, though, I do want to say.
She
looks great. Walk the runway, had her own little show. And everyone came out to support, so that was very exciting. And I was so proud of her, and I think she's one of my favorite contestants in a long time. I really enjoyed her.
I
love that dress that she wore, like that gold sequin dress. Gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
Had she lost more weight after the show?
Yes, she ended up losing a total of 65 pounds. So she lost 42 on the show, and then after the show, she lost, you know, the few extra more into a total of 65.
Wow.
I was like, wow. She went from a size 20 to a size 12.
Crazy.
That's amazing. I forget. Who did she get revenge on? Was it just like
her parents?
Was it?
Yes, she said because her parents were the ones who were like, you're too big. Why are you doing plus size modeling? You need to be your high school weight.
Yes. Yeah.
So she was like, I'm healthy. I have curves, but I'm healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I think I remember now she got to talk to them, and they seemed like they felt sorry that they had kind of, you know, pressured her like that, but they were so happy with what she had done and how she'd move forward in life. And so she's a perfect example of someone who was handed a very bad situation, and she didn't let it get her down. She created in her mind what she wanted for her life, and she did it, and I'm proud of her.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Oh, I love this show.
Proud of you, Kelsey.
I love this show. It's so good. Okay, next episode. Lost Identity and Never Been Kissed.
Mm-hmm.
This was a good episode.
Mm-hmm.
So Shayla is her name. Her real dad had passed away.
Yes.
She didn't know she had that dad. She was assuming that her mom and the stepdad were the parents.
Her parents, yes. Right.
Which I'm correct.
Which is bizarre. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like you'd be living a lie. Like, it'd be such a weird feeling. And I would have resentment towards my parents, too, if I were her.
Exactly. Especially letting it go so far, you know, into your 20s or however old Shayla is.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Like, why not tell her when she was a little bit younger or
I think Shayla, just switching gears a little bit, she was my favorite. She's been my favorite character so far. Mm. I just got this really genuine vibe from her. I liked her mm-hmm. a lot. Everything that she said, I agreed with. Mm-hmm. And I just clicked with her for some reason. I thought she was really cool.
Definitely.
So it was really awesome to watch her transformation.
Yeah. And, you know, for her parents being Jehovah's Witness and saying that she was living a life of sin and everything, like, I think that they should take a look at themselves for them to keep something so big from their daughter. Like, that's a sin in itself. Like, you're lying mm-hmm. to your daughter about who she is for all these years. So
exactly.
That was for very sure. sad. And I think Shayla knew. She knew that her parents, their views on things, that her parents were hypocritical about right. certain things. But she was ready to move on with her life. She was ready. She has an amazing boyfriend, by the way.
Yes,
he was. Oh my gosh, I just remembered the proposal at the end.
Yes, how
I forgot that, but
no, but they seem like even before the proposal, they had like this yeah. sweet relationship where they were really, they really, you know, seemed very into each other.
They did everything together, they yeah. ate crazy together, and then they lost the weight together. I was like, oh,
or when he was doing when he went to the dance class with her and he was doing exactly. it. I was so cute.
He was running with her, they were eating well. Of course, he snuck in his own candy bars. I loved it. I was like, oh.
That's a relationship that I want.
Exactly. Eat with me, then let's work out.
Hey.
I love it.
I need someone, too. I'm like, I'm doing this on my own. I wish I had someone. Shanti, you want to be my thing? My boo thing?
For sure.
Okay. We'll talk
Body
about that
by Shanti.
I might be the devil on your shoulder being like, let's eat pizza.
I'd be like, no.
Chipotle today.
Yes. So let's talk about Body by Simone. Simone is an amazing trainer. She kind of like goes through this workout thing. A lot of people may not take her seriously at first because they're like, oh, you're like dancing or like, but it's
jumping on a trampoline
kicks your butt.
Yeah.
Yes, we were actually looking up trying to get classes. So Simone,
hey girl,
whenever you have time, come on by.
I actually was talking to her people and they wanted to come in, her and Luke, but like it's so sad because like the Revenge Body cast always has cast parties each night, so it's hard for them to come in otherwise. You know, of course, they'd be super happy to come in. So we're going to try to figure this out.
We got Corey.
We did.
We got Corey.
That's so true. So the meal plan was cool because that was sent to her directly. She was able to have food delivered to her doorstep every day and not have to have, you know, to worry about, you know, finding her own food. It was just delivered to her doorstep every day. I wish I had that.
Exactly.
I think a lot of them, I would assume, do meal delivery services for this show for the purposes, right?
Some of them, because they
have to get it done quick and they probably have to monitor what they're eating. That would be my guess. I don't know. I don't work on the show, but it would be great to have a meal delivered every day, right?
Exactly. Oh, just go outside your door, like, oh, got my meal for the week. You know.
However, being devil's advocate, me and my ex did that before we went to Hawaii. We were trying to get skinny. We were eating out every single meal, and so we got the meal delivery service to be healthier. And it gets a little bit annoying. Not annoying, that's not a good word, but the fact that your meal is packaged every day, three times a day, just, you don't want it anymore. You want a home-cooked meal or something else. It's kind of like the grass is always greener. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
maybe you can. Is there a plan to get like the meal for like 3 days and then you cook the rest?
Yeah.
Oh.
Or you could just get it once a day. You can do whatever you want with these services. You can kind of cater toward your needs.
Yeah, I'm trying to do the whole meal prep thing, and it's tough because I'm like not about reheating things.
Are you one of those people that doesn't like leftovers?
No.
What?
The taste is like 50% gone after.
I will eat.
Not about it.
I will eat something like
everything's soggy. Oh,
shoot. I like leftovers.
I love leftovers.
I'm such a leftover person.
Exactly. Breakfast, lunch, dinner.
Really?
Leftovers.
Interesting.
Oh, okay, not breakfast. lunch and dinner.
I'll take these eggs tomorrow, please.
They'll be like, no.
Yummy. Okay.
So Shayla had lost her aunt during this episode, which was very tough that she had to move through something else traumatic too, like during her journey. But she wanted to get this DNA test, which they offered to her, which I would have wanted too. You know, with your parents saying these things, you're always like, should I believe them or shouldn't I?
Mm-hmm.
So I was glad that she did that. What did you think when Chloe was the one that showed up with the results, though?
Exciting.
Yes, I loved it. I was like, who better to give you your results than Chloe?
Yeah.
I don't know if we really understood things from the results, though. Like, okay, you're 10% Irish. What did that tell us, though?
I know, I'm like...
Did we learn who her dad was?
Like, that's what I want to know.
I wonder if since then she's done more research and figured it out. Because she has four siblings, half siblings, running around right. somewhere that she said. So,
or if she's tried to reach out to the siblings. Because she knows the dad's name. So, and she knows
that she can figure it out.
Wasn't he like an NBA player?
NFL. Yeah.
He was an NFL player. And she did a Google search and that's how she found him.
Yeah.
And then she can, if Mama, like, turns around and says, you know, like, hey, I'm nice today, but, you know.
Yeah, definitely. I was very happy with, obviously the medical family history as well. That's like a big thing.
Right.
Because she was able to find out what her, you know, her relatives had in the past and what they're free from or what they should pay attention to.
Oh, yeah.
And she knows where right. they all live, like her, like the cousins and stuff. They said there might be in those states. Mm. Remember?
Yeah.
Yeah, the broad straits. Like,
and they have like half a the list.
States. Here's where they could be. And there's like 12 states listed. But, did it really narrow it down?
But what color coordinated, Shanti?
They did have names, though, on a list of like relatives. So she could hopefully give them a call, which would be cool. In the end, though, she wanted to make amends with her mom. She was ready to be in that place to do so. Unfortunately, her mom was a no-show. And I'd like to talk to her now.
That was such a bummer.
Yeah. I'd like to talk to her now to know if she was able to reconcile with her mom or how that went. But I think she's an amazing person, and I think that she deserved to have her mom there. And I was sad that that didn't work out for her. But her boyfriend knew how to make it an amazing situation and then a day that she'll never forget because she got engaged.
Woo! I know. That was, like, out of nowhere. I was like, really?
Do you like how Simone, like, had the box, though, and, like, brought it
forward? I loved
it.
I feel like Ethan should have put a ring on it. And definitely.
He
did.
And he did.
Yeah. He did.
Yeah, I'd like to hear where they are now and how they're doing and if they've gotten married yet.
You know, if you're listening.
Shayla.
Could you come?
Yeah, we'd love to have
her. I'd love to have her in, yeah. Honestly, really.
Definitely. I'm obsessed with her story. I think she's an amazing person. And she's another case of someone who just rose to the occasion and really didn't let her past experiences get her down. So I'm very proud of her. She dropped from... So she was a size 22. Oh.
Woo! Good job, Shayla.
Yes. She was a size 22. She dropped to 14.
Wow.
And then after the show, apparently Wright was 8?
Yes.
Yeah.
How does that work?
That is insane.
That was crazy.
That is a big transformation.
Great. Yeah. Yeah. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
I do want to know if she got to keep the $5,000 wig, though.
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I hope she was, because that thing was amazing.
Because I think that he especially made it for her, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
hopefully, yeah. If you get something especially made for you, hopefully you get to keep it.
Could you imagine, though? All right, we need the wig back.
We're going to take this back now.
That would be so
Thanks
sad.
Thanks for playing. But it looked good.
Bring it back the next day.
No, but she looked amazing. Her transformation was just jaw-dropping. I'm so proud of her. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Body by Simone, I really want to go to a class. I really,
Dying
really do.
To. Me too. We're going to work on that.
Body by Simone, Body by Shanti.
Hey.
I don't know why Howard keeps saying Body by Shanti tonight, but I'm into it. I'm into it.
I love it.
I'll go to all the workout classes. I'll get trained by all the trainers, then I'll report back.
There you go.
I'm
just
got to
stop eating bad food.
Yeah, it's tough. So it really is tough. But our second contestant for the night, also Kevin, right?
Kevin
was so sweet.
So nice.
He had never had a girlfriend and never been kissed. And so he was so, like, excited. He's like, all right, so I really want to get a girlfriend and I really want to get kissed. And it was just, like, very pure. Like, he seems like such a pure heart. And
Kevin
he just wants love, you know? And I think that he really did an amazing job of taking on this journey, this whole extravaganza, like walking into Training Mate, right? Luke is an incredible trainer, but walking into that extravaganza with all those people just going crazy, like that would be intimidating.
It would be.
That's what that's what Stephanie did when she went in on season one with Luke. This time they showed kind of like the crowd and everything, but whenever he walked in, it was actually more intimate. It was Luke training Stephanie from season one. And he was so excited to see her. He was like, oh my gosh, like that's Stephanie. Like I follow her on Instagram. I know who she is. So it was really cute to kind of see that he kind of got to meet her and someone who'd gone through the same journey that he was about to go through.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm friends with Stephanie and him and her are actually very close friends.
Nice.
And then they kind of, you know, help keep each other accountable and kind of work together and, mm-hmm. and they're really close. And so I think that's really, really cool. Cause I feel like in this fitness thing, you need like a partner, like someone to do it with or someone to keep
each other
accountable.
Someone to hold you accountable.
Definitely.
Exactly.
Like, I feel like you would hold me accountable, and we would go eat some bad food.
Hey.
Yes, definitely.
No.
Shanti, pizza tonight? Okay.
Thanks. Thanks for confirming that.
Oh, my gosh. I feel like I'd be the mom, like, slapping you guys' wrists. Yes. Like, come on.
Exactly. So he did everything for this girl.
Julie.
So sweet.
It was sweet, but I think in the end he realized that he has to do it for himself.
Exactly.
And that they were just friends.
Yep.
You know?
Exactly. Yeah. He realized, like, Julie, I like you. And then Julie was like, no. He probably realized, like, okay, maybe Julie is just a friend.
Yeah.
And let me see what else is out there.
It did kind of break my heart, though, that, like, he felt like he needed to change so much for her.
Right.
Because, like, the car thing was definitely.
Yes.
Yeah. That was doing the most.
It was extra.
It was
but he really wanted her and thought that she would be the right one. And I thought it was very sweet that he said she was the only girl he'd ever loved. But at the same time, I like how in his mind, he kind of saw it. He laid it all out there. He definitely was very courageous and was like, look, I think I want to be with you. And she wasn't about it. And I think that instead of him being sad, and I'm sure he was, because that would hurt, you know, after a whole lifetime of liking somebody. But I think he took the situation and he was like, okay, you know what? I laid it all out there. I think he would have regretted it if he didn't do that. Mm-hmm. He did that. He didn't get the response he wanted. So he...
Moved on to that other girl at the bowling alley.
Genesis. I gotta know about Genesis.
Can we talk about that shady scene at the end where Julie's friend was like, oh, she's cute. And then Julie was like, she's okay.
I was like, okay, Julie. I'm like, Julie, you can't be like this.
Julie, you can't have your cake and eat it too, okay?
Exactly.
So she can't be like, well, he can't be with anybody now. That's not how it works.
I hate how they did him when he was at the little carnival or the arcade place.
Oh, yeah.
And he's on the ride with the bear.
I know, that was sad.
By himself, spinning around.
Not bad editing, but funny editing.
I was like, why y'all do Kevin like that? Yeah. Like, just so lonely. It was like the movie Just Friends. Have you seen it with Ryan Reynolds?
Yes.
Like, why y'all do him like that?
That's a great movie.
Make me sad. I hate that.
It made me so sad.
I have been that person before, and it sucks. You're sitting on the ride. Don't talk about it. I'm going to cry.
Dakota's been alone on a ride.
And she was just living it up with her little boyfriend. She was living it up, and I was sitting in my own little cart, but we're not talking about that. But she knows who she is.
Dakota could really relate to that scene.
She knows who she is. But
Melanie.
Yeah, right? Tessa. I'm kidding. It wasn't Tessa. I just made that name up.
Tessa. You know who you are. Tessa.
But Kevin lost 40 pounds.
Wow.
Applause.
That was amazing. 40 pounds. Day and night difference. He looked incredible. And
looked great.
3 months of training, and you can do that to your body. That's so incredible.
Training, diet.
There's so much more work than we think and we know, though.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know?
I feel like you're the one who always knows at the end. Hopefully you can pull through again. How much did he lose after the show? Because I feel like you know this.
Oh, I didn't write it down.
I build you up.
I know. I for usually nothing. Get that, but I didn't
you're
write
so
it
unreliable.
Down.
I thought you were my accountability coach.
I'm sorry.
Oh, he looked great, though. Really oh, my God. His little braces, I'm sorry. So cute.
I know.
Adorable.
He lost an additional 10 pounds.
That's what I thought.
Now that I remember.
Okay.
So
okay.
50. Holy crap.
See that? Just took me a minute.
I wonder if he's kissed a girl yet.
I said that he hasn't.
No, he hasn't.
I know, but maybe, like, today he has.
Today at the Revenge Body party that he's at right now.
I wonder if he went on that date with the girl.
Genesis?
Yes.
He did go on the date, but then he told Chloe, he said, I went on a date. I got a date with a girl.
Right.
We went to sushi and a movie.
I thought he said it's going to be sushi
and a
movie.
No, yeah, it's going to be. He was talking about it was happening
going
in the
on a
future.
Date, yeah.
But I don't think they have a future because in the end it said that he was dating. Mm. So who knows? But I love that he got himself out there. He didn't wait long. He was not going to let Julie get him down that night.
No, he was like, you don't want this? On to the next.
In your face, Julie.
I know. I honestly really wonder if him and Julie are still friends.
I'm sure they are.
I think so. They still have a good friendship.
You think so?
Yeah.
Nothing against Julie because...
Yes, definitely nothing
I've been
against.
That person too where you are really close to somebody. They say that they have feelings for you. And it's not your fault if you don't have feelings, you don't have feelings. So it was unfortunate, but I don't want to like bash her or anything, because if it's not there for her, it's not there.
I feel like we've all been in that position.
Yeah.
You know, we've all kind of fell for a friend. They're thinking we're just friends. And then, you know, you're stuck with the heartbroken.
Here is my question. Can two people be really, really, really good friends and keep the friendship, or does one person always fall for the other person? You know what I mean? Does one person always grow and have more feelings, more than friends feelings?
Are you talking about, is it possible for a guy and a girl to have a platonic relationship?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Me and my best friend are boy and a girl. I'm a guy. She's a girl. Her name's Shayla. It's funny enough. Mm-hmm. Shayla, the contestant. No, I'm best friends with a girl, and it's very, very possible. However, the first one that I was in, we grew up together, and I fell, and she didn't quite. She did for a while, but then she didn't, and that was a mess. That was a mess.
I think you can. I've seen it a lot where guys and girls, you know, just friends. They've never dated, and they use each other just for, like, insight. Like, my best friend, I mean, she's a girl, but her other friend, who's a guy, straight guy, she would just call him and be like, what is going on with this guy? Like, she would get insight in a guy's mind, and he would do that, like, for girls.
Yeah.
Like, what's going on with this girl? Why is she, you know, trying to use me for my money? What does she want? You know, type of thing.
Yeah.
What about you?
I'm not talking about, like, just girl and guy friends. Like, I get everyone can have, you know... I'm talking about, like, best friends, like, having that great friendship.
I'm sorry, Stephanie is calling me. We're going to see if she's with Kevin. Stephanie, what's up?
Hi, Dakota.
Hey. So we saw the episode tonight. I'm so glad to see you in the gym with Luke again. So what did you think of the episode?
I absolutely loved it. I loved being able to see Kevin totally transform, like, mind, body, and soul. It was the absolute best thing ever. And it's just like he got this confidence that he never had.
Definitely. And obviously, I've been keeping up with you a ton. We text back and forth all the time. But just for everyone else.
We were best friends.
Yes, I love you so much. But so, like, you are able to continue your fitness journey. You've obviously stuck with it. Has it been challenging after the show? Or is it like, obviously it's a challenge, but how has it been since then, the show ended?
It definitely has been so much different, just because I went from exercising and training for 7 days a week, twice a day, to kind of just getting back into my normal life. And now I'm working at a different gym that's totally different than it's called Orange Theory, it's different than Training Mate. But it's totally so interesting to, like, see different workouts and kind of work and try to change my body in different ways than I was doing on the show. But I really think that it is the best thing for me right now.
That's amazing. And are you still at the Revenge Body cast party right now?
Are you live? I'm with Jesse right now.
Oh my gosh, Jesse was also from season one. How are you, Jesse? Oh. So good.
See a movie. We just left the party. Everyone, there were so many season one people there. It was actually so amazing to see everyone. And then
that's amazing.
Getting to meet people from season two was also really awesome.
Good.
That's cool.
So cool.
So are you with Kevin right now, or have you guys parted ways?
We have definitely parted ways.
Okay.
I love Kevin so much.
No, I haven't been drunk. We've definitely parted ways.
Well, we love Kevin, and we'd love to have him in sometime. But I'm so happy that you were on tonight's episode, and we got to see your face again. And I can't wait to catch up with you soon. Hi.
It was awesome being able to be a part of Kevin's story. I remember meeting him and just being so excited, because he started in a place exactly where I started, being overwhelmed and seeing Luke, and just I was glad to be there for him, just to say, like, you know what, you're gonna be fine, you're in good hands, and just basically start him off on this journey on a really good note. And I'm really happy that he was able to do such a good job on the show. He really killed it.
That's amazing.
I worked out with Kevin during the show too.
All right, how was that?
do you know who this is? This is Jesse, by the way.
It's Jesse, right?
Yeah. Hi,
yes, guys. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. So what's going on with you? How is your journey after the show?
Good. Really good. I'm actually on a new show now.
Really?
Which one? Can
you say much about it, or is it still under wraps?
I can't. It actually just got announced this week. I am on Kim Kardashian's new show called Glam Masters, which is like America's Next Top Model.
Oh, my gosh. Congratulations. Cool. That is huge. That's huge.
Thanks.
That's amazing. So have you already, like, filmed some for that?
Yes, we've already wrapped. It's in the bag or can.
That's amazing. Well, I'm definitely, we got to have you in because we're going to be covering that show too. And we got to have you in for your episodes. It? Yes.
We absolutely have to have Jessie. Like, she's like the best person for everything.
Yes. We're so proud of you guys. And before we go, where can everyone find you guys on social media to keep up with you?
You can find me at Blush and Bone, all one word. And Steph,
you can find me at least on Instagram at Stephanie Perez LA, and all my other social media such as Snapchat or Twitter. You can find me at Steph Rooney LA.
All right. Well, thank you guys for joining us. I'm so proud of you, and we've all got to get together and catch up. And we're definitely going to have you in for
another tiny state.
Yes, definitely. But I love you guys. Have a great night. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks.
Bye. Thank you.
See ya.
Oh, that's so cool. So we got two of the contestants from last season. How cool is that? That is really kind of a bit of news, though, because she was a makeup artist as this whole thing started, and then now she's going to be on Kim's new show.
What?
Howard, why are you laughing?
I don't know. I got a quick look of Shanti's face.
What's wrong, Shanti?
Nothing. Nothing. Howard and I are in a goofy mood tonight.
You guys are in a goofy mood. But you guys, thanks for joining us. And we're so excited to cover next week. And where can everyone find you on social media in the meantime?
You guys can find me on Instagram at Shanti_Christina.
You can find me on Instagram at Howard the Third. That's Howard the 3RD. And of course, my website, HowardTheThird.com.
All right, you guys can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube at Mr. Dakota T. Jones. And my show, Millennial Hollywood, airs noon on Fridays, Pacific Standard Time. So make sure to check that out. Also, we just recapped Keeping Up earlier before this episode. So make sure to find that link. We discussed a lot. Chloe is obviously pregnant. She told her family. And Chris wants to be a diamond after she dies. She wants to be cremated into a diamond. But make sure to keep up with that.
Normal.
And we will talk to you guys soon.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.